This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. If you're at the grocery store buying milk, it should be milk from a cow, not a nut or a plant. That's the motivation behind a bill introduced by Whatcom County Senator Doug Erickson, who introduced Senate Bill 5349 prohibiting makers of milk substitute products from calling their products milk.
I represent a strong dairy area in Whatcom County, and our dairy farmers are doing a phenomenal job, and they put out a great product, and then that product is called milk. And I think we need some truth in labeling with regards to what milk products actually are. They've invested a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of marketing to have a great brand for the product, which is milk. So when people go out and buy milk, they should expect that they're getting a product that comes from a cow. When other industry groups try to call something soy milk or almond milk, they're really not being truthful in their labeling, and people need to know that that's not actually a milk product.
And why is this so important?
On two fronts. I think it's important for our dairy industry when they've invested their time, energy, and resources to create a brand called milk. I also think it's important for consumers. You know, we need truth in labeling laws. Somebody wouldn't expect to walk into a grocery store and buy something that says eggs or bread, and it's not eggs or bread. So why would it be any different with milk?
Erickson says if the FDA won't enforce existing labeling laws, then maybe we can do something about it here in Washington State. Listen tomorrow for more on this milk labeling bill.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.